This wasn't all that unusual in itself, but the vehicle was traveling across the field, not on the road, with no lights on. Naturally, this twitched my menial antenna. The vehicle was a little over a mile away and heading in our direction. Over the intercom, I let the vehicle commander know that we had company incoming. He passed the word to the platoon sergeant, who passed it to the platoon leader, who was on the ground near the IED. At about 1,500 meters, the order was given to me, if they get within 300 meters, engage at your discretion. It was that simple. No warning shots, no flares, no second chances. Waiting for the vehicle to approach the 300-meter mark was the longest 15 minutes of my life. At your discretion wasn't something I heard very often as a 21-year-old specialist. I was being given the power of life and death over the occupants of that truck, and they didn't even know it. My brain raced. Are these insurgents? What if they are doing farming work in the middle of the night? Not that uncommon in a desert country. What if they are driving off the road to avoid the insurgents and IEDs they fear may be on the road? What if it's some guy taking a family member to the hospital? What if they are insurgents and the truck explodes when I shoot it? Hopefully 300 meters is far enough away. But what played through my mind over and over was a lesson my father had taught me 10 years before. When you pull the trigger, the consequences are yours, forever. When I was a boy in Sandwich, Massachusetts, I became interested in firearms and hunting and asked my father to take me shooting. After some haggling with Mom, he agreed. I remember sitting down at the dining room table prior to heading to the range. He had removed some rifles from the safe in the basement and instructed me on their proper handling. After I gained his confidence, he fixed me with his loving, firm gaze and said, "I'm going to tell you something very simple but very important. You can't take a bullet back once you pull the trigger." I smiled and said, "Yeah, Dad, I know." He didn't even blink. "No, you don't. I mean this. You can't take a bullet back. Once you pull the trigger, it's forever. It's not a movie. It's not a video game. No matter how many times you say, 'I'm sorry, it was an accident, I didn't mean to,' that bullet never comes back. Back. Do you understand?" He reached out and squeezed my shoulder.